Today, I want to talk about keeping your word. And I think almost everybody knows about keeping your word. Essentially, it means when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And I think we always think about this term, or when we hear it, it's usually about somebody who's broken a promise or said they were going to do something and then just didn't do it. Maybe they didn't give a good reason. Maybe they just didn't show up when they said they were going to show up. And although a lot of what I'm about to talk about has to do with that angle of not showing up when you say you're going to show up, I want to turn it back to you. And when I say you, I mean back to us. How do we keep our word to ourselves? How do we tell ourselves that we're going to do something and then break it? It seems it's easy for us to be like, hey, I promised this guy I was going to be at this event. I promised I was going to write this article. I promised I was going to do this. Now I have to do it. Especially in those moments when you don't want to do it. It's like the motivation to carry on and do the thing comes from the fact that we give our word. We promise that we're going to do it. And I've been thinking recently about my own promises to myself, about how I'm working on YouTube and I want to be consistent, about this very podcast and how today I almost did not record because I was tired. I'd gone to school, I did groceries, I put a video on Instagram TV, I cleaned, I did laundry, I did a lot of things, and I was pretty exhausted by the end of the day. And I'm recording this right now at 10:20 p.m. and I have an 8 a.m. class tomorrow, which means I have to wake up early so I can get ready to drive. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was editing a podcast and I would wake up and I'll edit till like 3 a.m. and sleep and go to bed. The thing is, that podcast was not my podcast. It wasn't the Loving Creative podcast, but I had promised, I had signed a contract that I was going to do it, so I did it. And so today, when these thoughts were going to my mind to give up, to not, you know, do the thing that I said I was going to do to myself, which is actually put up an episode of the podcast every Tuesday, I had this list of things going on in my mind. I was like, well, you put up a video today, that works as well. You put up an Instagram video today, that works as well. You did all these things today. I was tallying up the list of things that I had done all day, almost like an excuse to myself to not do the thing that I said I was going to do, which is put up a podcast every Tuesday. And it got me thinking about the other things that I need to work on. As I'm piling up the things that I want to do, taking action, you know, enjoying the process, taking note of my progress. If you watch my videos on Instagram TV, every single one of those videos comes from a place of something happening during my day, and then it gets me thinking about the big picture, about the lesson I'm supposed to learn from the particular moment. And the more I think about it, the more I get comments about things on my videos, and my friends give me feedback and people telling me to keep going, to keep doing, that they're inspired, that I encourage them. The more I think about these things, the more these things happen. It also increases my thoughts about how do I actually take all these things that I have to offer, this value, how do I make it in a way that it provides impact to somebody else other than me? And when I say impact, in the raw sense of the term, I mean, how can I make this pay for my bills? Because here's the thing, we pay for the things that we value. If you didn't value the internet, you wouldn't pay for the bundle that you're using right now or your bills. If you didn't value your phone, you wouldn't save to buy a new phone. If you didn't value your shoes, you wouldn't clean it up. And it looks like we value everything else except ourselves. And I know this because it's counterintuitive that I do the same thing, where I will promise, sign a contract, go to my job, show up on time, dress well, do my job, want to improve. But when it comes to my own projects, my own creative dreams, my own aspirations, I give excuses to myself. I'm not consistent. I don't work on a routine. I don't find a way to get it done. And it just gets me thinking of like, how much time do we waste giving excuses when we are not supposed to? What if we took that same dedication that we had with other people and put it in ourselves? What if I, for example, chose to be more consistent on YouTube, to study the people that I like and actually learn how to edit? And not just that, but break down like, okay, I need to make this video by Tuesday. What do I need to do to get it done by Sunday so that no matter what, it will be ready to upload by Tuesday? And using our own lives as if it was somebody else's, because it sometimes feels that it's better if we treated ourselves like we were a friend. And instead of letting some excuses slide down, we can actually say, yo, Kanga, listen. Yeah, I understand that you were late for this thing, but you don't have to be doing this anymore. You need to take this seriously. I need to know that you're in this with me. And it feels like sometimes I'm not saying that to myself. I'm not actually having that conversation where I'm like, Kanga, you need to actually step up. You're winging it. You just shoot videos when you want. You shoot videos when you're inspired. You wait for the last minute to do your podcast. You don't organize your assignments to get it done. Yeah, I get it. You're overwhelmed by their things, but what if you plan better? What if you organize yourself? What if you looked at the big picture and actually had the uncomfortable conversations with yourself and with your wife that you don't want to have about time and schedules and organizing calendars? What if you did the boring job of mapping out your day, mapping out the time, and actually setting time blocks to get things done? What about that, Kanga? And so I'm turning the question to you, dear listener. Do you promise yourself to do things and then never do them? How do you feel at the end of the day? Do you use them as excuses? Do you just turn around and be like, it's fine. I don't have to do it anyway, because it's just you, right? It's just your dream, so nobody else is held accountable. But if you don't keep your word to yourself, if you don't actually do the things that you have to do for you, then how do you end up succeeding? And with a specific example of a job, the way I see my job now has changed so much. I love my job. Like, maybe loving is a strong word to use, but I actually do enjoy working where I work. The people there are nice. I learned a lot. But then I've gotten to a point now where I see that if I continue going the way I continue, if I continue being this dedicated and pouring all this energy and taking away time that I could be spending with my family, time that I could be doing my assignments, I would end up paying the price. And going back to keeping your word means promising to do something. And from the day you were born, from the day we came to this world, I feel like the promise that we have to make is to take care of ourselves. So if you don't eat the food right, if you don't exercise, if you don't let yourself rest, if you don't sleep for as much as your body needs, if you don't hang out with good people, if you don't read good books, if you don't entertain yourself, taking care of yourself should be a promise that you keep to yourself. And that also means pushing yourself to do the things that you know you have to do when you don't want to do them. That may mean that if you want to watch Netflix or watch a movie and you know that you haven't done your assignment, you know that you haven't edited that video, you know you haven't written that blog post, or you haven't had that conversation with your parent that you were supposed to have, maybe you need to step back and have that conversation. I think we need to learn to keep our words to ourselves. If we don't respect ourselves, if we don't respect our own goals, our own dreams, then how do we expect other people to respect us? How do we expect other people to actually know when to draw the line? Because what happens when we keep taking everybody else above our own needs is people take for granted. I feel that human beings, our default nature is if somebody keeps giving, we keep taking. And if you keep giving your time to your job, to everything else, except what should actually be deserving of your time, what do you think happens? You lose the time and you never get it back. Because no matter what, at the end of it all, we will die. And whether we keep our words to ourselves to take care of our bodies and our spirits and our minds, or we let the world and the people around us control it, it's really up to us. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep letting everybody else dictate your schedule? And when I say everybody else, I mean life, the traffic, health because you don't take care of what you eat, your body breaking down because you're too tired, your spouse taking advantage of your inability to have the hard conversations, and everybody else. I think we need to draw those boundaries, and those boundaries require us to keep our words to ourselves. When you're sitting in a room, for example, and somebody says something that you don't like, you can actually understand and be like, man, listen, this thing you said, that was homophobic. This thing you said, that was not nice what you did. That was mean. Keeping your word might mean actually getting out of your bubble, being uncomfortable, being willing to take risks, not just risks about bungee jumping or quitting your job and going into a business. It could mean getting a haircut that you never thought that you were supposed to get. It could mean changing your gel so you can take care of your body better. Keeping your word is much more important than we think, and it's high time we consider that our word is all we have, because when we say we promise to do something, we have to do it. At least that's the way I want to look at it. Now that I'm looking at my journey on YouTube and the podcast and my writing, I've been promising myself for years that I'm going to find a way to make my creative works work. And that promise requires that I actually understand what I'm providing to people so that they can pay me for it. What is the value I'm providing? What is the impact that I want to bring to the world? And how do I get that done? What is the plan? How will it look like? Do I need help? Do I need new skills? Do I need to invest in new equipment? Do I need to invest in new styles of storytelling? Do I need to take a course? Keeping your word is all of these things. It's not just about speech and saying that we are going to do things. It also requires the actions to do those things. So, as you continue on your week, this is Tuesday. Maybe you're listening to this on whatever day it is. Take this chance to think about what you promised to yourself and how you actually keep that promise. And maybe the next time somebody tells you to do something and you know that you actually had an appointment with yourself to rest or to write or to hang out with your kids or your family or your spouse, maybe you'll just say, hey man, I'm sorry, but I have something that I had to do. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.